Welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business coach, luxury brand consultant, and serious travel planner. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is a happy, healthy, positive, and very productive show about living life in the fast lane, learning how to slow down, and how to become the best version of yourself through inspiration, motivation, and determination, both personally and professionally. If this sounds like something that you need in your life, then you've definitely come to the right spot. I'll be sharing some of my favorite business tips, personality, as well as some crazy stories from my own career choices. You'll also be hearing from a few of my friends who happen to be entrepreneurs like myself. Don't forget, the conversations continue after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, which you can find on thehappyworkaholic.com. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit my website, kellyannegorman.com, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, how are you today? I wanted to kind of touch base on something that I spoke about on my last show as far as prepping for your 2018. And also I want to talk about the stress of the holidays. A lot of people have been posting on Facebook and Instagram, like, how do you take care of your stress? What do you do to prevent, you know, like anxiety and all that fun stuff? So I just kind of wanted to share what I personally do that has kept me at ease throughout this crazy holiday season. The first thing I do is meditate when I wake up, and when I feel like I am full of anxiety and stress, like halfway through the afternoon, no matter what the case may be, I just take like a 10-minute break. I've even taken a bubble bath in the middle of the afternoon with some essential oils and some lavender bubbles, and that really helps just kind of put me at ease, help relax me, and I need to do little things like that and just take a moment for myself so that I can come back stronger, whether it's to finish my work for the day or projects for the week, and it really helps me out. So whether it's just meditating for 5-10 minutes, something short, there's so many apps out there that you can use. I use Insight Timer. I think they call it Insight now. That's probably the one I use the most. And I have other ones that are like soothing melodies and music that I listen to when I'm taking a bubble bath. Sometimes I just take a magazine in the bath, or even watch a show on Hulu or Netflix while I'm in the tub, which you should definitely try, because I think I posted about this on my Instagram before, that, you know, hotel rooms, their bathrooms have TVs. So I don't know why you wouldn't have a TV in your bathroom. When I lived in LA, I actually had a flat screen in my, above my bubble bath I put, and it was like the best thing ever. So in order to relieve some stress, just get on the phone with a good friend and have a great conversation, even if it's like 5-10 minutes, something like that, just conversing and getting your, you know, venting to a friend and letting them vent back to you, like, really helps with the stress of the holidays. And then meditate, and also, you know, just take time for yourself, journal, meditate, read a magazine, watch a show. You just need to take a break, because everybody is running around like crazy. It's the holidays. No matter where you go and you leave your house, you're going to get stuck in traffic. There's crazy drivers everywhere. Wherever you may live, the weather can also affect that, which is also stressful. So just take deep breaths, get some essential oils, and just get yourself back on track. And those are some of the things that I do to kind of just give myself a short break, whether it's during the day or at the end of the week or just in the middle of the week. No, whatever the case may be, I just know that that will kind of put me back to where I need to be mentally to get back in the game, whether it's in my personal life or back to work, whatever projects I'm working on. Also, I wanted to share with you what I'm doing to prep for my 2018. So, as I've said like a million times, I'm a huge list maker. And right now I think I have 3 notebooks I'm working in because I'm really trying to streamline. And I mentioned this on the last podcast, what it is I really want to accomplish in the next year and what I know that I can accomplish. And so now that I have my new chemo schedule, I know I'm 2x a year. Hopefully that stays the same. I don't have to go till June. I'm supposed to go tomorrow, but I'm still a little bit sick with this virus, so I don't know if they're going to let me go. Last week they didn't let me go. So I'm crossing my fingers. I have to call in a little while and see, but I don't think they're going to give me the okay. So I think they're going to push it another week. So one more chemo, 2017. And then the next one, like I said, isn't until June. So that gives me 6 months of, and that's half the year of what I can get done without having to get chemo every month. That's like a huge deal for me. I've been waiting to get that answer for over a month. And I talk about that a lot in my last few podcasts, and it was just so frustrating. And now I kind of feel like at ease, like I finally have that answer. So I really am allowed to like book out each month and see like what it is that I can do, what it is I want to do. And there was a few things that I wanted to do that I've actually changed my mind and crossed off my list because it's just too much. I don't want to add something else to my plate right now. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it in the future. It's just I want to streamline. I want to downsize. I want to just be the best at business coaching and LinkedIn coaching that I can be right now. So that's really what I'm going to focus in on 2018 and how I'm going to attract new clients, how I'm going to build this podcast. And then I have other things in the works as well, which I can't mention just yet, but I really want to focus on those because it's going to help build my brand, which by bettering myself and bettering my brand, it's just going to make me better so that I can make my clients' brands and business better for them. So you need to take care of yourself first so that you can be the best at whatever it is that you're doing. So if you're working in a bar or a restaurant, you know, you want to go to the gym in the morning, get your workouts done, like you're going to feel refreshed if you're working those night shifts. If you have an office job, you want to go to the gym at night or meditate at night, whatever it is, just do something consistently for a week. And I promise you, it'll get you back on track. It'll really help you start planning for the new year, kind of align yourself and make lists of where it is that you want to see yourself. And that will really help you prep to see how you can, you know, make your list and how you can get to that spot where you want to be. So just kind of make a list of your goals and what you will want to accomplish, what it is that you want to get rid of. I saw something the other day that somebody actually, rather than a to-do list for the new year, they actually make a don't list and they write down everything that they're not going to do. So that was pretty interesting. I've actually never seen that before. So it was pretty cool to read about and see, which, you know, I've just never ever thought of doing it backwards like that, but it does make sense. So if that's something that you're interested in and you feel like that might be better for you, then go ahead and make a don't list, like what you're not going to do. Maybe take away from like mistakes that you've made this past year, maybe years in the past. Also, as far as the new year goes, maybe if you map out quarterly, I like to do quarterly and then I break it down monthly as far as the projects that I'm working on and different sales I'm doing and promotions I'm doing, and just go by the calendar year or, you know, where it is in your business, what makes sense, where you're located, and the weather might have to, what might make sense for you to do certain kinds of promos to get more eyes on your business. But one other thing I want to talk to you about, something that I do that really helps me, is watching motivating videos on YouTube. And Facebook Watch has a lot of shows now, and I spent quite a few hours yesterday, actually, because I was still stuck in bed, as you can hear my voice. I'm just trying to rest because I really just want to get this chemo done. And that's what everybody keeps telling me to do, is rest, which is so annoying. So at least it can work for my bed while I'm resting. But I know when my body just needs to take a break. So I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I've been watching a lot of motivational and inspirational videos online. And it really helps me figure out like what it is that I want to do, what I know I'm best at, and what I know I can accomplish in the new year. And by doing something like that, it might change your way of thinking. And am I totally take something off your plate that you thought that you really wanted to do. And I'm telling you this because it happened to me, and it's not just once. It's happened 3 times in the last month. 3 things that I really thought would be great, but now I've changed my mind. And so you really need to take this month to take care of yourself so that you can make these choices and prep for the new year and do it in a way that is not stressful. So like I said, take time for yourself, wake up an extra 20 minutes earlier if you need to, do a meditation, take a bubble bath, grab a journal, write stuff down. A lot of people call it a brain dump and just get all your thoughts onto paper. That really helps me when I'm feeling confused and I want to, you know, do a couple projects, but I'm not really sure which one is best. Like, I just make a little pros and cons list. So that kind of explains why I have so many notebooks going at the same time. But in order to get through this last month of 2017 and to avoid as much stress as possible, you need to take those little breaks for yourself so that you can be the best at whatever you need to accomplish for the day and the week and the remainder of the month. And so that you can also prep for at least get January, February, March done, the first quarter. That would be a great accomplishment. And if you guys need any help, I have a free downloadable guide that you can write down. It's just to keep you organized in your personal and professional life. I've been using it for quite some time now. And when you sign up for my VIP email list, you actually get the free copy, but you can also email me at hello@kellyannegorman.com or just ask me in the Facebook group, the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, for a copy of the Entrepreneur's Daily Guide to Greatness PDF that I personally created. And that is going to definitely keep you organized in your personal and professional life. So it might help you get through this last month. You never know. So just reach out to me. Like I said, if you want a copy, it's free. And it's helped me in my personal and professional life stay super organized. If you have any other questions about how to prep for the new year, I'd love to help you out. So again, just visit me in the Facebook group. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you do to get you through the stress of the holidays and the end of the year and how you prep for 2018. So let me know. We'll be talking about it in the Facebook group, and I'll see you guys over there really soon. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you like this episode, please let me know by writing a review for the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group. That's where I'll be to answer all of your questions about any of the episodes that you've been listening to. Now, if you prefer any behind-the-scenes action, you can always follow me on Instagram at KKNVegas, where I post daily on my feed and on Instagram stories. Now, if for some reason you're not on social media, you can always send me an email at hello@kellyannegorman.com or visit my website at kellyannegorman.com and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. You'll be getting those delivered to your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk again soon.